The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Balls and Strikes podcast is brought to you by Elkhorn Training Camp. Let's have some fun and play ball.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mike Alessandro, co-founder and managing partner of the Elkhorn Training Camp. I am excited to be here today on the Balls and Strikes podcast, joined by Mr. Aaron Polinsky. What we like to do here on the Balls and Strike podcast is talk about the wonderful game of baseball, interesting stories, and most importantly, highlight locally grown talent and their journey through the very challenging game of baseball. So welcome, Aaron. How are you today?
Mike, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, of course, you can see I'm rocking the Dodgers jersey because we're on the start of spring training here. Aaron's off to the New York Yankees spring training camp. And we always dream as baseball fans that it's a New York Yankees, Los Angeles Dodgers World Series. So this is good karma. And hopefully the Yankees will come through on the American League side. So thanks again, everyone, for joining. And thanks, Aaron, for making the time. So let's talk about your journey, right? Yeah. Let's talk about what you have done in baseball, the path that you've been on. And most importantly for our listeners, how hard, you know, the game of baseball is, the good things you've been through, the challenging things you've been through, and most importantly, the opportunity that's in front of you. So let's kind of start. Born and raised here in the Omaha Papillion area. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Excellent. When did you start playing baseball?
Well, that's kind of an interesting question. You know, baseball has always been a part of my family.
Sure.
So my dad, Jim Polinsky, he played college baseball at UNO, transferred to Creighton, finished his career there. Had three older brothers that all played baseball. So, I mean, I've been playing baseball since I could walk. I mean, you know, my first baseball game was in the backyard with my brothers, you know, my cousins and stuff like that. So I've always been playing baseball one way or another. But I guess it officially started when I was 8. So I never played any T-ball, nothing, coach pitch like that. My first organized, you know, league or whatever was the Papillion Rec organization when I was 8.
Sure.
So then after that, you know, 9s through 14s, played select and stuff like that. So
not optional in your family, right?
Well, I mean, they gave us the option, but I mean, it was kind of out there that baseball was going to be the wisest choice, I guess.
Sure. So at age 8, when you look back at the start of, you know, your baseball career, who was the best in the family?
Well, whenever people ask that question, I usually just say, I mean, I'm the one that's still playing. So
there you go. There you go. Great answer. Well, let's talk a little bit about your experience in youth baseball, right? Because, you know, the baseball journey, it doesn't start, you know, when you're in high school, right, or in college. Let's talk about some of the experiences you had at the youth level. Did you play select ball? Were you coached by your dad? Tell us a little bit about that.
Right, yeah. So when I was 8 in rec ball, I was coached by my dad.
Okay.
I actually played a year with my brother, Ben. He's 2 years older than me.
Okay.
So it was like the 9s and 10s age group or whatever, but I played when I was 8.
Okay.
And then when I was 9 years old, I played for the Papillion Monarchs, just in, you know, the Papillion Select organization.
Sure.
My dad was not my coach, but then 10s through 14s, my dad was my coach. So pretty much for most of my career, my dad was coaching me, you know, in one way or another, whether it was he was the official head coach or even when I was in high school, you know, he always was telling me BP, you know, give me baseball advice. So one way or another, my dad's pretty much always been my coach.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you look back at it, you know, and I know you're going to be humble, but be honest with us, you know, between those ages of 10 and 14, were you the best kid on the team?
Well, I was in the lineup every day, usually hitting somewhere between, you know, 1 to 5. So, I mean, I was a pretty good player. So
excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Well, let's talk about, I mean, what was your best experience of youth select baseball? I have a son that plays youth select baseball. There's a lot of good things, right? And And sometimes things get interesting on occasion, right? So talk to us about, you know, the good that you experienced.
Yeah, you know, playing youth sports, I mean, it's just great, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, whatever. It's always great playing youth sports because it gives you a sense of teamwork, you know, working together with people. You know, you get to make some friends at a young age. And, you know, just the athletic competition, you know, it's, you know, good for your physical health, you know, your mental health. You know, competition is a great thing. So youth sports, you know, youth baseball, especially, you know, just made some friends, had a ton of fun, you know, playing baseball, learning the game. So I had a great time in youth sports.
Excellent. Did you play other sports while you were growing up?
So my only other sports was backyard football, driveway basketball. So growing up, my only organized sport was baseball.
Okay.
But I was familiar with all the sports, you know, just like I said, my three older brothers, you know, whether it was my choice or not, we were playing something on some day. So very athletic family, always doing something. I mean, even today, you know, my brothers, they're in a tennis league. I would be in the tennis league if I didn't play professional baseball. But they're in a tennis league, so they're staying active. You know, my brother Sam, he's a teacher at Papio South. So we'll go to the gym and, you know, play some basketball.
Sure.
Or, you know, or even my uncle, he, you know, every winter he floods his backyard and we play hockey back there.
There you go. That's awesome.
So sports is just ingrained in our family.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I think this is timely. On Monday, high school baseball tryouts start out, you know, here in Nebraska. You know, talk to us about what you remember, right, when you were obviously going into Papio South as a freshman. You know, what was it like for you during tryouts? What was your mindset like?
Yeah, so going into tryouts, I just wanted to make a good impression. You know, obviously I had three older brothers that went to the school, so all the coaches knew who I was. They knew that I was a good player. But I always kind of wanted to get away from you know, having my brothers' careers and my brothers'
sure.
lives were to define what I was going to be. So I wanted to kind of make my own impression, you know, not just like, oh yeah, your brothers were this way, so you're going to be this way. You know, even though for the most part, it kind of was that way. I still wanted to do it.
Sure.
I still wanted to do it myself.
Absolutely.
You know, I didn't want anything handed to me. So
that's right.
I worked hard. You know, I always made sure that I was always giving better effort than the guy next to me, always doing an extra thing, you know, just doing whatever I can to separate myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about, I believe you started on the varsity as a sophomore. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about, you know, your high school experience playing at Papio South. You obviously had numerous accolades, talk to us a little bit about the journey. How was it, you know, when you were a sophomore versus when you were a senior?
Yeah. So as a sophomore, my older brother, Ben, again, I actually played with him. He was a senior when I was a sophomore. But, you know, as a sophomore, I started pretty much every game. You know, I played quite a bit. You know, I definitely was nervous when I first started because, you know, I'm the young guy, you know, I'm sophomore in varsity. You know, it happens. It's not super common. You know, there's,
sure.
you know, maybe, you know, one or two sophomores on a varsity team. But, you know, I was nervous, but, you know, I still gave it my all. You know, I learned from the older guys, you know, watch how they work and stuff like that. It's something that I still do, you know, spring training, seeing veterans, you know, I still
sure.
learn from them. But, you know, being a sophomore, you know, I wasn't necessarily the one that everybody looked up to. It was more me looking up to them.
Yeah, sure.
So I just kind of watched how they went about their business. So that way, by the time I was in a role of, you know, leadership, as, you know, as a junior, as a senior, mm-hmm. I was a little more prepared. And, you know, especially me as a senior, I had been there the longest, you know, because I was on varsity as a sophomore.
Yep.
I was able to, you know, do the things that I had learned from, you know, my brother, my teammates and stuff like that, so that I could then make an impact on the younger players.
Sure. Absolutely. Who were your role models when you were playing in high school? Obviously, we're all impacted by, you know, our parents, our dads typically have coached us. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, who were your mentors and your role models during your time at Papio South?
Yeah, so first and foremost, definitely my dad. And my dad actually did help with the varsity team when I was there,
Excellent.
Like on the team. He was just volunteer coach.
Sure.
But definitely my dad, you know, he still throws me batting practices today. Like, you know, he literally threw batting practice to me earlier today. So he's just the best, you know. Any baseball question that I would have, he would give me a great answer. So definitely my dad. Another one is my oldest brother, Caleb. He played at Papio South. He had a career at UNO.
Okay.
And then he had a short little indie ball stint. I think he played in Indiana, but I don't remember the team. but definitely him. And I still get a lot of advice from him today. I actually trust him, you know, up there even more so than some of my current coaches. You know, don't tell him I said that, but you know, it's just the, you know, the older brother, you know, I look up to him.
Sure.
So I would say those two are my biggest role models, I would say.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we know baseball is a game of failure. It's mm-hmm. a game of fighting through adversity, right? Especially, you know, trying to get to the level that you're at in your professional career. Talk to the listeners a little bit about maybe a time you were knocked down, right? Not necessarily physically, but when you had some challenging times during your high school career.
Yeah. You know, I remember when I was a senior, so I had already committed to play at Southeast Community College. Sure. I committed in the, you know, the winter before my senior year.
Okay.
But I remember, so going into that season, you know, I really, really wanted to be All-State. You know, I wanted to not only show that I was, you know, going to go on and play the next level, I want to show that I was the best at this level. Didn't have a great, you know, I had a good senior spring, but I wasn't All-State. You know, I got the, you know, the honorable mention, stuff like that. We didn't make the state tournament. And that I took that personal, you know, being a senior, you know, this is supposed to be my year. Like we were supposed to at least make it to state, you know, we wanted to make a run at the state championship, but we didn't even make it to state. So then, in between the spring and the summer, I really took it on myself to, I'm going to do the best that I can. I'm going to work harder than everybody. I'm going to show that, you know, we need to get to state champ or to the state tournament, state championship. So I pushed my game to the next level. I had a great senior summer, even though, you know, I wouldn't necessarily, we had a great team, like talent wise, we played above our ability all summer. We had for what we had and what we were working with, I would definitely say we overachieved. You know, we made the state tournament, we won a game. So we started off 1-0, you know, we ended up losing our next two games, but, you know, just that whole process of grinding through, I just think it really set me up for success in my college and now professional career.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always gratifying when you, you know, exceed, right, the quote unquote ability that, you know, a particular team or ability that people think you have. When you overachieve, that's always more gratifying than just meeting, you know, what you're supposed to do. Right.
Right.
Talk to us a little bit about your college recruitment. I know you you started off your college journey at Southeast Community College, but what was the recruitment process like for you? Was it enjoyable? Was it frustrating? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I wasn't very heavily recruited out of high school. You know, okay. I got, you know, a couple letters, you know, when I was a sophomore and a junior, but nothing that was, you know, like super serious. I only went on one visit, Southeast Community College. Only got one scholarship, Southeast Community College. You know, I talked to a handful of schools and stuff like that, but I was not super heavily recruited. You know, I didn't go to a ton of camps and everything. You know, and I still don't, you know, necessarily think that camps are, you know, the best way, you know, on the field talent and, you know, how hard you work is going to be the most important thing, in my opinion. But yeah, I would say I was overlooked, you know, especially because, you know, like I said, I only got the one scholarship. But I was definitely discouraged, you know, before signing, because I was like, man, am I going to go and play college? Because, you know, not very many schools are talking to me. But, you know, obviously I'm super happy with my decision, super happy that I did go to Southeast, and, you know, grateful for that opportunity that I had.
Absolutely. So what advice would you have to some of the young players out there that, you know, aren't getting all the recruiting calls that they would expect, right? What would you like to share with them?
Yeah, you know, definitely number one is, you know, you're not going to get anywhere without working hard.
Yeah.
So if you're lazy, you know, if you don't want to, you know, get extra swings or whatever, that's some of the biggest separating factors right there. You know, you can have all the talent in the world, but if, you know, if you're, you know, there's that old saying, you know, hard work beats talent, talent doesn't work hard.
That's right.
So just finding ways to separate yourself, one, is very important. Two, you know, there's it's called like reverse recruiting. You know, you can send out emails to coaches, you know, you can send out, you know, stuff like that, or, you know, attending camps. You know, I've already kind of said, you know, how I feel about that, but you know, just not giving up. And, and then, you know, when you do get your opportunities on the field, you know, just make the most of it. You know, as long as you do your best, you know, there's nothing you can hang your head about. You know, strikeouts are going to happen, errors are going to happen, you know, whatever, things like that. But, you know, just making the most of your opportunities is very important.
Sure, absolutely. You obviously had a great productive season at Southeast Community College that led to the recruitment that Red School down in Lincoln. So talk to us about, you know, when Nebraska reached out to you. And then obviously you played pretty much, I think you played in every game at Nebraska for two straight years. So talk to us about how you ended up at the Big Red and a few of the highlights of your career.
Yeah, so I remember it was right after the last game of the season at Southeast Community College. I was actually on the bus ride home. My coach, Deion Parks, he, you know, called me up to the bus. He goes, Aaron, hey, I want to talk to you. He goes,
that can mean one of two things, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. So yeah, he says, you know, got a call from Nebraska. You know, they, you know, Darren Erstad at the time was a coach. He goes, he wants to call you. He wants to set up a, you know, a recruit visit, stuff like that. And I was super excited. You know,
absolutely.
I'm from Nebraska. I want to play for Nebraska.
Sure.
I had a couple other, you know, like, I guess phone calls with other teams and
inquiries,
coaches. And stuff like
that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't. I'm not saying I didn't take them seriously. I did. But you know, Nebraska is different. You know, I'm from Nebraska. I remember I went on a visit, you know, like a week or two after the season was over, something like that. Committed very shortly after.
Sure.
So I, you know, I was just super excited to go to Nebraska. Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, you achieved all Big Ten honors. I think you, like I already mentioned, you played in every game, but you also took care of things in the classroom, right? Weren't you academic all Big Ten as well?
I was. Yep.
Awesome. So talk to, you know, I mean, talk to the audience about, you know, kind of the importance of that aspect too, right? Because I think as you're trying to get to the professional level, they look at all aspects of your character, right? Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, if you know, you got to be faithful in the little things, you know, like,
sure.
If, you know, if you're skipping classes, you know, if you're turning assignments in late, you know, like that doesn't go unnoticed, you know, if your character is not, you know, coming through when nobody's looking, you know, how do you expect to come through when people are looking? You know, it's like integrity. So, you know, taking care of the little things are definitely important. And school is one of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the highlight of your Nebraska career?
Oh man, highlight of my Nebraska career.
Didn't you hit like a bomb against, was it Oklahoma State?
Well, I would say that's the highlight, but we ended up losing that game. You know, it still sucks. All right. So
it was still a bomb.
It was a bomb. Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, seriously, what other highlights you'd like to mention?
I mean, playing for Erstad was great. You know, he,
awesome.
You know,
what a grinder, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he MLB All-Star, stuff like that. I mean, that
absolutely.
Was awesome. But I got it. In terms of highlights, it was, I was on second base.
Okay.
We were playing Illinois. It was, I'm pretty sure, a Saturday game. I was on second base. It was either bottom of ninth or an extra innings. Joe Acker was hitting, tie ball game.
Yeah.
Pretty sure there were two outs. Base hit through the 5-6 hole, and I score the walk-off run. And I just remember celebrating with my teammates on the field, throwing water bottles and stuff. It was just, that was awesome.
That is great. That is great. Well, talk to us a little bit about then the phone call that you got, right, from the Yankees, I believe, right? It was unexpected. Were you working at maybe Amazon?
I was.
All right. So talk to us about just the feeling of that phone call and how it got to where you're at now.
Yeah. So I had talked to a couple of scouts, you know, from different teams. But I remember I was delivering packages for Amazon. I was doing that after the 2020 season because, you know, weren't playing baseball and I had, had to do something. I remember I you know, I get a phone call. It's an unknown number. I assumed it was a team because, you know, especially in the last week, I was talking to a few, you know, answer the phone. He's like, hey, his name's Matt Ranson, the scout that, you know, signed me. He goes, hey, Matt Ranson, New York Yankees, you know, whatever. And I was just like, oh my God, I put the car in park right here. Let's pull over for a second. it was awesome. It was just awesome. Yeah.
When was that?
It was in 2020, probably April or May, sometime around there.
So is this then, so you're leaving, recently married, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, yeah.
Driving with the wife to Tampa for Yankee spring training on Monday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What, I mean, from a standpoint of, I guess, expectations in your mind, what are you, I'm just in awe of, you know, someone going to New York Yankee spring training. What's going through your mind right now?
Well, number one is just getting there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's absolutely. a two-day journey. You know, we're going to stop halfway overnight, me and my wife, Ariel. And then, you know, official camp starts on the sixth, but we got to be there the third, you know, do some physical stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm just expecting to work, you know,
absolutely
going to spring training.
Is this your third one or second?
Is my third spring training.
Third spring training. Yep. Okay.
So, you know, I'm going there expecting to work, you know, finding, you know, like what I was saying earlier, finding anything that I can do to separate myself, you know, whether it's, you know, we're, you know, doing a sprint, I'm going to give more effort than the guy next to me, or, you know, maybe it's in the cage, I'm going to take another swing, you know, versus, you know, the guy next to me, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to separate myself, just to make myself as, you know, as attractive of an option, to, you know, be put on AA roster, AAA, you know, whatever, you know, just doing whatever I can to make myself valuable.
Have you solidified on a position, or are you kind of open to, you know, several,
like playing position?
Yeah.
So I've only played left field and right field.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much expecting that I'm going to be in, you know, splitting time between one of those two spots.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'm a left fielder, I'm a right fielder. You know, sure. I would just say I'm a quarter outfielder.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. What's the biggest thing that you've noticed? Obviously you're around the best players in the world. What surprised you the most?
I mean, really, it's just the professionalism, you know,
interesting,
you know, you got some high school kids, college kids, you know, I'm not saying they don't work hard, but, you know, in professional baseball, like, it's their job.
That's
know?
Right.
Like, if you're not working, like, you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
So just the way that they go about their business, you know, they, like, they put focus and intensity into every rep. I'm not saying that, you know, they're like, forcing themselves to exhaustion every sure. time. It's just, like, laser focus. It's right. like, you know, this swing, I'm going to focus on this right here, and I'm going to execute it, even if it's not even a good hit. Like,
sure.
you know, you still got to, you know, execute your stuff. So it's just putting the intent into each rep.
Absolutely. So how do you avoid being starstruck? You know, you're getting ready to hit BP, and let's say you're following Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not just sit there and gaze and just wonder, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Right. These guys are pretty good.
Right. You know, I got to remind myself I'm a professional too. You know, I'm not a big leaguer. Haven't been there yet. So I can't say I'm a big leaguer. But I got to remind myself that like if I don't believe that I belong, nobody's going to believe that.
There you go.
So I just got to, you know, I have to, again, remind myself that I'm a professional and prove to myself, prove to everybody that I do belong.
Yeah. You have goals for this year?
You know, I got some goals, you know, I would just like to be playing more. You know, I would say I haven't been an everyday starter.
Sure.
You know, that would be a goal this year.
Right. High single A last year?
Yep, I was in high A last year. And, you know, I'm not necessarily so concerned on where I go. I just want to be...
You want the reps.
Right, I want the reps. Like, you know, looking in the lineup, like, I almost want it to be surprised. Oh, I'm not playing today. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I want to be in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, congratulations again, you know, for a fantastic baseball journey. It's obviously, you know, just starting at the professional level for you. I guess in wrapping up for our listeners, you know, there's a lot of kids out there, right, that have the same dream that you're pursuing. What'd you tell that kid right now that's in high school that might be experiencing some challenges or they have a little doubt? I mean, you're a local kid. It's just proven that, you know, these opportunities can open up with performance and hard work. What advice do you have for kids?
You know, I would just say, you know, just love the game.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't love the game, it's going to be really hard for you. You know, I've seen some miserable guys, you know, they just seems like, you know, they lost the love of the game. You know, number two, have fun,
yeah.
You know, love the game, have fun. And then, you know, just be working hard, you know, like I was talking about being faithful in the little things, you know, just putting the work in, and, you know, just being patient, you know, wait for your opportunity. And when your opportunity comes, take it.
Absolutely. What do they say? The best, you know, preparation, when preparation meets opportunity, right? That's when special things happen, right?
Right, yeah.
So thanks again for joining the Balls and Strikes podcast today. We're cheering for you from Omaha. Safe travels to Tampa and all the best, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Ancora Media Production.